Psalm 22, verses 1 through 5. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Psalms, the Psalm of David. David prays this, my God, why have you forsaken me? This was a prayer that Jesus prayed. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer, by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. In you, our ancestors put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were saved. In you they trusted and they were not put to shame. So here's my question to you today. You ever feel like God has abandoned you? David did. In today's passage, he asks the question directly, my God, why have you forsaken me? He felt like God was far away, far from his cries for help. So that question again, do you ever feel like God has abandoned you? Well, Jesus did. This is a psalm he prayed from the cross as he bore our sins in his body. The Father turned his back on the sin-bearing sacrifice. God seemed far away, far from the Son's painful cries of agony. So I'm going to ask the question one more time. Do you ever feel like God has abandoned you? Like he's far away and won't get back in time to help? Have you ever cried out to God without receiving an answer? Well, that's where this psalm begins, but it's not where it ends. Even in the first few verses, confidence returns. God is the Holy One. He has been trusted in the past, and he's proven faithful. He has not forsaken you. He has not forgotten you. He's not moved away from you. Can you trust God? The answer is always a resounding yes. Then the next question, can you trust God? That's the question each of us must answer on a regular basis. Lord, help me to trust you even when it seems like you are far away. Help me to remain confident when it feels like I have been forsaken. Help me to keep my focus on you for proper perspective in the roller coaster ride of life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.